Okay, today's daf is Bav Basra daf Kuf Chaf. Today's shir is sponsored by my aunt Jeanette and Uncle Jack, Lezecher Nishmas, Jack's mother and my wife's grandmother, Chana Hendel Bas Avram Yosef, on her yard site, the Neshama Shnev and Aliyah, from the Zuchus of our learning today and the Zuchus of the learning that our entire family does. We are holding on daf Kuf Yutes Amid Beis. We had just gone through how the Benos Slavchad had these three incredible qualities of being Chachmanios, Darshanios, Tzidkanios, but then we had just mentioned, and what we're going to start with today, is how that they waited to get married until they were 40 years old. So the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit about what that means, about what happens at the age of 40, and why, whether or not one should wait till that long to get married, and why this was an unusual situation. The Gemara is then going to discuss why the order of the Benos Tzlovchad changes. When the Torah reports their names, it reports it in different orders in two different places. And then the Gemara is going to discuss who exactly did the Isser to marry out of the Shevet apply to, meaning there was an Isser at some point for a girl not to marry outside of her Shevet so that she not take the Nachla outside of her Shevet. When did that apply? Who did it apply to and who didn't it apply to? The Gemara is also going to discuss toward the bottom of Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph what we learn from the words Zeh Hadavar when they appear in the Torah. We want to have one limud of what Zeh Hadavar means by Yerusha, but then we have difficulty applying it when the other places that the word Zeh Hadavar appears, because Zeh Hadavar appears by Dinei Hafaras Nedarim and by Dinei Shechut Echud. So the Gemara is going to say that Zeh Hadavar by Yerusha means one thing, and Zeh Hadavar by Hafaras Nedarim and Shechut Echutz are used as a gzera shava to link those two parshios in particular. And the whole Amud Beis just figures out in what ways those two parshios are linked. In what way is Shechut Echutz and Afaras Nedarim similar to each other that we link the parshios through the words Zeh Hadavar? So again, we are on Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis, and we'll pick up from Tani Rabbi Eliezer, four lines from the end of the page toward the end of the line. Tani Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, afilu ketana sheben, lo nises p'chusam erbaim shana. Even the ketana sheben, even the youngest among them, did not get married until she was 40 years old, amongst the Bnos Slavchad. So says Mar Eini, v'am Rav Chisla nises p'chusam ibas esrim, yoledes ad shishim. Didn't we learn that if a girl gets married under the age of 20, she'll be able to have children up until the age of 60? Bas Eshrim Yoledes Ad Arbaim. If she gets married at the age of 20, she'll be able to have children up until the age of 40. Bas Arbaim Shuveni Yoledes. But if she gets married at the age of 40, then that's it. She's not going to be able to have any children. And Rashbam points out, Shuveni Yoledes Vimnis Akvu Ad Arbaim Shana Lohaya Adam Noseo Son. If the Bnos Slavchad waited till they were 40 years old, who would want to marry them? They're not going to be able to have any children. And it's also improper for them to wait to the age of 40, because they know that they're not going to be able to have any children after that. So they shouldn't. Have waited till the age of 40 to get married. Now, although it's true, a woman is not mechuyavas in the mitzvah of pururvu, but she at least should want to do the mitzvah of lashavas yitzara, of populating the world, and she is obligated in the mitzvah of lashavas yitzara. Plus, whether she's technically mitzvah in pururvu or not, it's certainly the ratzon Hashem that people should try to have families, that people should try to have Jewish families and have children. So the fact that they would wait that long is considered to be improper, that they would wait till the age of 40 if they're unable to have children by waiting that long. So says Gemara, l'mitoch shetzidkanios ein, but it must be because they were such tzidkanios, nasla neis ki yocheved. A miracle happened to them like what happened to Yocheved. Dechsiv v'yelech ish mibeis Levi v'yikach es bas Levi, that Amram married Yocheved. Efshar bas meo u'shloshim shana v'kar labas. Yocheved at this point was 130 years old. So is it possible that at 130 years old she's referred to as a bas, as a young lady, as a little girl? D'amar v'chaim v'chanina zu Yocheved sho rasa b'derech v'nolda b'nach Beinachamos. The numbering of the Jewish people seems to be off by one in terms of whether we were 69 or 70 when we first came to Mitzrayim. And the solution to that problem is that Yocheved was Nolda Beinachamos. She was born between the walls of Mitzrayim as we were entering. Tichsiv Asher Yolda Osa LeLevi B'Mitzrayim. Leidasa B'Mitzrayim. V'orasa Shalom B'Mitzrayim. She was born in Mitzrayim, but she was not conceived in Mitzrayim. V'amai Karla Bas. So then, back to the question, why in the world would we call her a Bas if at this time she's already 130 years old? Amar Avida Barzvida Melamit Shenoldu Basimani Narus. We see that what happened to her is that she physically changed. She became, she found the fountain of youth. She went back to physically looking like a young lady. Nisadin Abasar, her flesh became smooth. Nispashtu Akamatin, the wrinkles unwrinkled. V'chazra Yofi L'makomo, and her initial youthful beauty came back, returned to her. So you see, that's why she was called a Bas. So just like Yocheved found this fountain of youth, the Benos Slavcha did as well. They had a miracle occur, even though they waited till the age of 40 before getting married. Now, it is interesting, though, the Rashbam writes that because they were betuchos b'tzidkasan, that Hashem would do a nes for them. Meaning, it could be that Hashem made a nes for them, but that doesn't explain why they were allowed to wait till the age of 40. So the Rashbam writes, mitoch shetzidkanios hayu betuchos b'tzidkasan, she asked them nes. They were confident in their tzidkus that Hashem would make a nes, ki yocheved. Ulekach nesakvu ad arbaim shana b'shvili nasi lohagun, ki yocheved she yolda achar arbaim. That's why they waited until after 40 years to get married, because they wanted to marry the right person. So they knew they couldn't marry out of the Shevet. In order to marry into the Shevet, they had to wait a long time to find the right Shidduch. So they waited till they were 40 years old. The Ritva writes that the husbands who married them were somech on their Zuchus as well, meaning the husbands obviously had a mitzvah of Puruvu as well, and they also had to rely on the tzidkus of the Bnei Slavcha. But the kasha, the obvious kasha that all of the that many of the achronim raise, is how were they allowed to be betuchos al tzidkasan? Normally, we assume ein somchan al nes. The Gemara says in Pesachim Dav Samach Dalet and elsewhere that ein somchan al nes. We're not allowed to rely on a miracle. So in the Sefer Ramat Shmuel, he writes that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds like the shita that women are not mitzuvim puruvu, and therefore the shita that holds that women are mitzuvah and puruvu would hold that Slavchad was not the mekoshesh, and they got married before the age of 40. Meaning, if you look at the Tosos, the bottom Tosos on Kufi Tosan Beis, Afilu Ktana Shevet Lo Nitzes Pchusa Me'arbaim Shana Nira LaRashba Desavar LaKamand Yamrit Slavchad Hayna Mekoshesh. The idea of them waiting till they're 40 to get married assumes that Slavchad was the mekoshesh. Why? Umaisa Mekoshesh B'Tchilas Arbaim Miyad Acher Maisa Meraglim. It was at the beginning, the Maisa of the Mekoshesh was at the beginning of the travels through the Midbar, right after the Maisa Meraglim. Damar B'Medrash to L'Shem Shemayim Neskavin Shayom Yisrael Kivet Shenigzal Ein Shloli Karnis Laretz B'Maisa Meraglim Shuvein M'Chuyavim B'Mitzvos. He was, as we were discussing yesterday, the Mekoshesh was L'Shem Shemayim because he was concerned that people would think that once the Maisa Meraglim happened, that's it, the tie between us and the Ribbono Shalom is severed and we're no longer Chayiv and Mitzvos. So Amad V'chilal Shabbos Kidei She'yehareg V'yirachirin, that he went and he was Mechal Shabbos so that he would be killed and other people would see him get killed. That was the discussion we had yesterday. Does that make it a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? That's what the Marsha points out, that if he was doing this in order to get killed and not because he needed to do the Malacha, maybe it's not considered an Aver, it's a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, but he still gets killed because we can't read his mind to know that it's a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. But in the Pesukim, it's clear that they only got married at the end of the 40 years. So they had to have been born before their father was killed. And he was at the beginning of the 40 years. He was killed at the beginning of the 40 years in the Midbar. And they only got married at the end of the 40 years. So obviously, you see from here that they were 40 years old. Otherwise, there's no hechrich that they waited till the age of 40. So it's only if you assume that Slavchad was the Mekoshesh, do we assume that they actually did wait till the age of 40. So that's what the Ramat Shmuel says. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, it's not about being Samech al-Nes, because they're not Mitzuvim Puruvu anyway. And if if you hold that that women are mitzvah in Peruvu, the sugya nivamastaf samachay, if you hold that women are mitzvah in Peruvu, then you would hold that Slavchad was not the Mekoshesh. But Lechora, that would still not answer for the Ritva, because the Ritva says that the husbands also relied on the tzidkus of the Benos Slavchad. The husbands are mitzvah in Peruvu. How are they allowed to marry them? You have to say that they were previously married or something, that they already had the mitzvah of Puruvu in order to say that they're not being samich on the nes. In the Sefer Tiferes Shaul and Kovitz Yurim, Rav Elchanan writes that since they were waiting for a proper husband, they're considered like shluchei mitzvah, and shluchei mitzvah in nizokim, so that's why they're allowed to be samich al hanes. They're normally not allowed to be samich al hanes, but when you're doing it l'shei mitzvah, you're allowed to. But the problem is, Rav Elchanan points out, since al pi derech hateva, they were not going to be able to have children if they wait to the age of 40, that's like shchia chazeka. So although it's true that shluchei mitzvah in nizakim, the sugya in the beginning of Masachas Psachim, daf chesam beis, that shluchei mitzvah in nizakim, but nevertheless, heichad shchia chazeka shayni, if it's a case where it's very common that there would be hezek, we don't say shluchei mitzvah in nizakin. A separate point, the Gemara said, so were they somech would happen? That they would find the fountain of youth, they would become youthful again, they'd be able to have children. Just like Yocheved. Yocheved wasn't the only one. Why not just like Sarah? Sarah also, more famously at the age of 90 years old, more explicitly in the Chumash, she was able to have a child. So why not say that the Benos Slavchad would become youthful again, like the first example we have of someone becoming youthful again? So the Taras Chaim says that based on what Rosh Bam writes, that there were Boteach B'tzidkas and there were Semech Halanes, we find that by Amram Yocheved, where Amram married her, took her back because he was samech al hanes. But by Sarah, even though a nes happened, we don't find that Indian of being samech al hanes by Sarah. We don't find the idea that she ever relied on nes. It was just like this this incredible surprise that a nes actually happened to her. So based on that, when we say chazun arusa, that it's Amram saw Yocheved was chazun arusa, he went and he married her, and that was by Benos Slavchad as well. So the Gemara brings a raya from Yocheved and not from Sarah. I mean, it could be that the Chazal Narusa happened even before the marriage, and that would solve the problems of why the husbands were being Samech al hanes. Maybe they weren't being Samech al hanes anymore because the nes had already occurred. The girls were being Samech al hanes by not getting married until later on. So there is a discussion in Halacha about this. If we're going to assume that a girl who doesn't get married till the age of 40 is eni yoledes, so are you allowed to marry a girl who's over the age of 40 if you have not been mekayim the mitzvah of puravu? The Chasam Sofer in his Tshuvas and Chelik Vav Simen Mem Zayin talks about a case where there was a shidduch that the kala was had lied about her age, and it turned out that that she was over the age of 40, and he says that that's a mekach toz. The shidduch is going to be batal, but he says, you know, it could be nishtana hateva, and that nowadays women are able to have children over the age of 40. Certainly, nowadays we see it all the time that women are able to have children over the age, not as easily, but the women are able to have children over the age of 40. I just met a couple yesterday where the man is 75 years old and he's walking around with his 3-year-old daughter. So it is possible that further on in life people are able to have children. In the Tshuvas Ha'elef L'Chashlomo, he was asked about a person who has only one daughter, and his wife died, and he had someone that suggested a shidduch with a young lady who had never been married, and she's 40 years old. And now the people are telling him that she's never going to have a child, and you shouldn't marry her because you're not yet Mekayim Puravu. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, now over here, no one was lying to him. He knew the exact age, but his question was whether it's mutter for him to marry her. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, yikach v'yikach, go ahead and marry her. It's no better than the Shevet Menashe that married the Benos Slavchad, who were Benos Arbaim, and that was okay. The Ein Yaakov quotes in the name of the Ritva that the Bailim were Samcha al Anes, that they that an ace would happen, even though generally ain't Samcha al Anes. Ein kol anisim shavin. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a different approach. He says it's not the Isra of being Samcha al Anes is on a really big miracle. When a woman has a baby over the age of 40, 40. So we say, wow, that's amazing, but it's not that miraculous. Meaning that we say that it's not normal, it's not expected to happen, but it's not a violation of being samech al hanes. So that's what Shlomo Kluger says, that he should definitely get married. And then he says, when Chazal say that a bas haba meni yoledes, that's only if lo hayla hirhure baal beni ubeni. She didn't have any hirhure baal in the interim. But if she had hirhure baal, then she'll be yoledes. So manavshach, if she has hirhure baal, she'll be teled. And if she doesn't, she hadn't had hirhure baal, then she's an unusual tzadekas. And then she has every right to be samech al hanes. So manavshach, everything is going to be fine. In the Tshuvas Doviv Misharim, he was asked about a bachur before he entered into Shiduchim, based on questions of the relatives of the Kala, he was told that the Kala is 28 years old. Then they get engaged, they write up the Tanayim. It turns out we were off by one digit, not 28, 38. She's 38 years old. And he's thinking, well, if they lied to me by 10 years, there's a very good chance that she's not 38 either, that she might be over 40. So he wants to know whether that's considered a mekach tos. So all of these cases are difficult cases to figure out what would be considered a mekach tos, because that's really in trying to figure out what would have made him reject the shidduch, even after having fallen in love, even after having decided that he would otherwise want to marry that woman. Okay, but let's continue in the Gemara over here. So we said that that's what happened to Yocheved, that she nispashtu akmat and she became young again. So then the Gemara tells us, once we're talking about Yocheved, we darshan the psukim a little bit. Vayikach vayachsor mi bayilei. Why does it say vayikach espas levi? It should have said vayachsor, because this was not their first marriage. They were already married beforehand. They had Aaron and Miriam, and then Amram was porish mi ishto because of the gezeira mitzrayim to throw all the babies into the river, and so he had separated from Yocheved. So now he's remarrying her. So why doesn't it mention that? Amram vidabar zvida melamed sha'asala maisa likuchin. The fact that it says vayikach teaches us that he did a maisa likuchin. What does that mean? Hoshiva ba'apirion, he put her under a chuppah, v'aron and Miriam mishorim lefanel, and Aaron and Miriam were singing in front of her like it is a first wedding, with all the festive atmosphere of a first wedding, because Miriam had the nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to descend from this marriage. And the Malachi Asharis were singing Ema Banim Smecha. The Gemara Masecha Sota, Dafid Bezum Bez, tells us that Miriam was Misnava because she Achos Aaron, because it says she's Achos Aaron. When she was Achos Aaron and she was not yet Achos Moshe, because Moshe wasn't born, she already was saying that Asida Imi Shetelid Ben Shemoshia Es Yisrael, that my mother's going to have a child who's going to save the Jewish people. Even though Aaron was a katan at that time, because when Moshe was born, Aaron was only 3 years old, but the Hashem gave him simcha to feel a sense of elevated simcha, or maybe Miriam taught him to feel a sense of simcha, even though Aaron was not getting any nevuos at that point in time. So that was the reason that it says vayikach, as if it was the kicha rishona. Okay, going back to the Bnos Slavcha though, says the Gemara lahalan mananakas of derech gedulasan, that in the when the parsha tells us of the Bnos Slavcha in the. When the Torah says in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Vav, it lists them in order of their of their godless. Meaning, when it says Machla, Tirza, Chagla, Milka, Noah are the Bnos Slavchad, it's because Machla is counted first because she's the oldest, and Noah is the youngest, and that's why she's counted last. But Khan, when they come to approach Moshe Rabbeinu to ask about the Nachla, Derech Chachmasan, it counts them in the order of their Chachma, and that's why it says Machla, Noah. Noah's second, v'chagla milka v'tirtza, so it switches around the order because that's the order of their chachma. Says Mar Masayei Leil Rav Ami, Dam Rabbi Ami bi yeshiva halech achar chachma. Rabbi Ami says when chachamim sit in din or any other yeshiva shel Torah, we set them up derech chachma, and he who is a greater chacham sits closer to the front, even if he happens to be younger. Just like when the Bnos Slavcha came in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah lists them derech chachma. gachma, but b'mesiba, when you're sitting at a party, halachachar zikna, then we seat people in order of age. The zaken sits before the chacham. So, and that's why when they got married, the Torah writes their names based on their ages. That just like when you sit for a party, the zaken is kodem. So by marriage also, we're makdim to marry off the older one before the younger one. That's what it means. B'mesiba halachachar zikena, that not only in the seating by a party, but the Rashbam adds that whenever it comes to that's why when it comes to their marriages, the Torah specifically mentions the older before the younger, because that is the halacha, that you're supposed to marry off the older ones before the younger ones. So that itself is an entire sugya, marrying off the older ones before the younger ones. Shulchan Aruch in Yardeis and Resh Mem Dalet writes that by mesiba shel mishta or nisuim holchem achar zikna l'shiva barosh, and the Shach explains in the name of the Bach that if you make a nisuin for brothers or for sisters, even though one of them is gadol mechavero b'chachma, you make the nisuin for the older one before the younger one, because that's the that's how it's supposed to go. And the truth is, this is a sugya Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin Daf Nun Beis writes that it's the derech eretz not to be makdim the katana, to have shiduchin for the katana and to let her get married before the older sister. The pasuk says by Lavan lo yasakin b'mekomenu laseset seira lifnei habechira. So that and that's correct. Even though it is Lavan, we do learn from there that that is not the derech eretz. You're not supposed to marry off the younger one before the older one. In the Igros Sofer, he quotes from the Chassam Sofer with regard to a shidduch for his younger daughter before her sister. He says, since it's very difficult for me to violate what's mefurish in the Torah and Rashi, lahoros nasan kiyum v'chizik leminuk shekodem matan Torah shalasei tzatziru lefnei abechira, that I can't give the younger one before the older one. And he quotes from Nassim Adler that such a maisa happened and he was nichshal. So he says, I can't do it. I can't allow my younger daughter to get married before my older daughter. However, there may be exceptions to this rule that you're not supposed to let the younger one get married before the older one. Rav Moshe has a whole mahalik and have an Ezer Chelik Beis Simon Aleph, and he says even the chachiva, the younger one, younger brother is allowed to get married before an older brother because he's mechuyav lisi isha. The idea, the whole idea is only first of all by girls, he says, because they don't have a mitzvah, but when you have boys, they're both mitzvah and peruvu. So you can't tell one guy, oh wait, don't do your mitzvah yet. Wait till the older brother. It's a mitzvah. He's not allowed to delay doing his mitzvah. But when it comes to the girls who don't have an obligation, so that's where we have this inyan to wait. But the poskim discuss if it's going to hurt the younger daughter's chances of finding the proper shidduch because she's waiting too long and the older daughter is having a difficult time. So then there are exceptions to this derech eretz. Or if maybe the older daughter is mochel, maybe a din in the kavod of the older daughter that it's considered disrespectful to her. But if she's mochel, then maybe that would be an exception. So each of these cases are a significant discussion in the achronim, a worthy discussion to have sometime. But I don't think now is the time. So, but a good discussion to have at some point. So that's b'mesiba halachachar zikna. Amar Rav Ashi v'hu d'maflig b'chachma. When we say that b'yeshiva you follow the chachma, that's if one of them is really a muflag b'chachma. One of them is a much greater chacham than the other one. Otherwise, you know, you would find the default position is you would follow age. V'hu d'maflig b'zikna. And also the idea that b'mesiba halachachar zikna is only when the zakein is a muflag b'zikna. So then they go before the chacham, even though the chacham is a muflag b'chachma. But if the zakein is not a muflag b'zikna, then the chacham a muflag would come before. Meaning whichever of these qualities, if one of these qualities is more outstanding than the other, you would always go with that. So if one of them is much more of a chacham, but the older one is not much older, or one of them is much older, but the one that's wiser is not much wiser, so then on both issues, you would go with that which is muflag. Tanu d'bei Rabbi Shmuel, benos slavchad shkulos hayu. D'bei Rabbi Shmuel said that no, benos slavchad were on equal levels of chachma. There was no one that was greater than the other. There were shkulos b'chachma and b'tzidkos and shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vatihiyena, that it says Vatihiyena, and then it lists all their names. So from the Lashon Vatihiyena, Havaya Achas Lekulan. They were all equals, to tell us, that's why the Torah writes their names in different order. Sometimes it's when the Torah switches the order of something, it's coming to teach us that there are two ways to rank them, that there are two ways to order them. And sometimes it's Dafka switching the order to tell you it doesn't matter how you order them, because they're all exactly the same. That's what Rashi and Chumash says when it says Moshe and Aaron, and then sometimes it says Aaron and Moshe. Not sometimes, I think it's once, but Aaron and Moshe. So Rashi says, why does it flip the order, Aaron before Moshe? Lamech Shkulosay, to tell you that Aaron and Moshe were equals. Now, what that means exactly is also an interesting discussion, because it's one of our Ikari Amunah that they're not equals, that Moshe was the Adon Kol HaNaviim, that no one was Misnave with the level of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Lakam Yisrael, Kimosha Od, but it means that they were equals, probably in their level of Tzidkus, not necessarily in their level of Nevuah. Nevuah is partially something a person earns, but it's a significant part, a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as far as what they both worked equally hard to maximize their potential. Moshe Rabbeinu got a greater gift of Nevuah from the Ribbono Shel Olam than Aaron did. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Zadavar Sharsiv Hashem Luvnos Lav Chalimar Latov Be'Einayim Tiyena LeNashim Achl Mishpachas Matavim Tiyena LeNashim." You can marry whoever you want, as long as he's from your father's shevet. That's what the Benos Slavchad were told. So Amr Avidam Amr Shmuel, Benos Slavchad hutu linasei lekol ha-shvatim, that Benos Slavchad were allowed to marry all the shvatim. Shenemar, latov beinayim tiyana lanashim. Marry whoever you want. Ella mani mekayim ach l'mishpachas matei aviyam tiyana lanashim. What do I then do with the other half of the pasuk that says that they can only marry into their own shevet? Eitza tova yisiyan akasav. The Torah is giving them good advice. Shelo yinasu ella lahagun lahem. They should only marry someone who is hagun lahem, who is from their shevet. So the Gemara asks on Shmuel, Mosiv Rabba on Shmuel, the Brisa says, when it says by a person who's tamei, who's eating basar kachim, it says that it says in the pasuk emor aleihem. The pasuk is emor aleihem darosam kalish asher yukrav mikol zerachim lekachim asher yekdishu bnei Yisrael Hashem v'tumaso alav. Person who eats kachim while he's tamei v'nichrus hanefeshim il. He should be chayiv kares. So emor aleihem. What does emor aleihem mean? Laosan haomdim al har Sinai l'dorosechem elu doros habayim. Emor aleihem means for that generation, the people who are at Har Sinai. Then l'dorosechem comes to tell us that that same mitzvah applies, just like every other all the other mitzvahs that were said at Har Sinai, for all generations. That it's not only for one generation. So im nemar avos lamenemar banim. If it says emor aleihem is commanded to the avos, to that generation, why does it have to say l'dorosechem, that it's commanded to the later generations? V'im nemar banim l'manemar avos, and if it says l'dorosechem to teach us that it's for later generations, why does it have to say amor aleihem to tell me that it's for that generation? Meaning, why, the Torah generally doesn't do this. Why does the Torah have to identify that this avera is for the original generation that received it at Har Sinai, and also applies to all future generations? Of course, that's always the case. That's how we surim generally work. So Gemara says no, because mipnei sheyesh ba'avos, there are certain mitzvos that were binding on the avos, meaning on the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, mashein babanim, that were not binding on later generations. V'yesh babanim, and there are certain mitzvos that were binding on the banim, mashein ba'avos, that were not binding on the avos. Ba'avos hu amer v'kol bas yereshes nachla. So we're going to give examples by the earlier generations. By Dini Yerusha, it says v'kol bas yereshes nachla, and that she should marry into the mata aviyah. So it tells us that a daughter who yarshins is not allowed to marry outside of her shevet. That's only for the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. That is not for later generations. V'harbi mitzvos nitzavu banim shalom nitzavu avos. Now, as far as examples in the other direction of things that the later generations have to do that the earlier generations are not chayavin, That there's plenty of, because all the mitzvos when we came into Eretz Yisrael didn't apply in the Midbar. All the mitzvos, atlios, ba'aretz, hafrashas, truma, maizos, all of those. Ha'mibnei she'yesh bavos she'ein b'banim, v'yesh banim ha'she'ein bavos, hutzach lomar avos, hutzach lomar banim. That's why the Torah has to identify avos and banim when it says amar aleihem l'doroseichem, to tell us that that particular mitzvah applies both to the avos and to the banim. Katani mias ba'avos hu'amar v'kol basi rashas nachla. But look what it says when it gives the example of something that applied to the generation of the Midbar but did not apply in future generations. It gives the example of Kalbas Yereshes Nachla, where Shmuel said that Penoslavchad were allowed to marry whoever they want. So if this was really an Isser for the generation of the Midbar, why did it say that Penoslavchad were allowed to marry whoever they want? So Humosivla, Rabba is the one that asks the question, Humafarikla. And Rabba is the one that answers the question. Levar mi Penoslavchad. This is with the exception of the Menos Slavchad were allowed to marry whoever they want. It was every other bas that's Yereshes Nachla who's not allowed to marry whoever they want. Why would that be the case? So it could be based on what the Gemara said in the Andaf Kuf Yitasim Beis, that Bederech HaTeva, Menos Slavchad weren't able to have children since they got married after the age of 40. So we don't have to worry that their sons are going to yarshen them, and the mitzad that the husband is going to yarshen them, we don't have to worry, because Min HaTorah, a husband is not Yorish Ishto. His Yerusha is only Midrabanan. So even though a Nase ultimately happened and they had babies, but the din of being Mavir Nachla Mishevet L'Shevet is only Bederech HaTeva. So when you're going to get married in a way where Bederech HaTeva, you're going to take the Nachla away from your Shevet, that's the Isser on the Dara Midbar. But Al-Savchad got married after the age of 40, so you're not going to be, they're not going to be diverting anything. That's what the Meshachachma says in Bamidbar Paraklam Vav. That's how the Meshachachma understands why this Isser didn't apply to them. Because otherwise it's very strange. You normally don't have, you know, specific people that an Isser just doesn't apply to, that are just exceptions to an Isser. So says the Gemara further now. Now the Gemara is going to explain what we said in the Brice, that there are certain mitzvahs that are noeg ba'avos that are not noheg ba'banim. That this mitzvah of not marrying out of the Shevet, that was only for the Dora Midbar. So Amar Mar, ba'avos hu amar v'kol bas yereshes nachla. Ba'avos in ba'banim lo. Yeah, that's only for the generation of the Midbar, not for later generations. My mashma, how do I know that that's only for that generation and not for later generations? Amar Rava Amar Kra, Zeh Hadavar. Since he uses the term Zeh Hadavar, we darshin, Davar Zeh lo yenoig ella bidor Zeh. This is a matter that's only noig in this generation. Amalei Rabbi Zutta the Ravashi Elameata. Whoa, so every time the word Zeh Hadavar appears, that means to tell me that it's only noeg in that generation. So what are you going to do with the word Zeh Hadavar? Zeh Hadavar de Shchut Echut. Hachi Nami Lo Yenoeg El Bedar Zeh. When it says Zeh Hadavar by Shchut Echut, in Vayikra Perak Yud Zayin, it says Zeh Hadavar Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Asher Yishchat Shor O Kesav O Eiz Bamachne O Asher Yishchat Michut. So is that also only Bidar Zeh? That's also only in the original Dar Amidbar. It doesn't apply for future generations. It says, no, Shchut Echutz is Nisr that applies all the time. Shaini Hasam Tchsiv L'Darosam. Over there by Shchut Echutz, even though it does say Zeh Adavar, but the Pasuk also says L'Darosam, and that's to teach us that it applies in every generation, not just in that one generation, in that original generation of the Dor HaMidbar. So the Gemara says, okay, but there's another place where Zeh Hadavar appears. Zeh Hadavar de Rashi Amatos, Hachinamid lo yinoig ela b'dor Zeh, when it says Zeh Hadavar by Hafaras Nedarim, where it talks about the din of Hafaras Nedarim by Rashi Amatos, where the pasuk says, "Vaydar Moshe al Rashi Amatos l'vnei Shalemar Zeh Dovar Asher Tziva Hashem Ish Kiyidor Neder," and it tells us all about the idea that you could be Mefir and Neder. Is that also only a din for the Dor HaMidbar? Sarbaleya Hu Yalif Zeh Mehasam. No, Rashi Amatos. It's true. It doesn't say the word l'dorosam by Hafaras Nedarim, but it does say l'dorosam by Shchut Echutz. So we derive a Gzera Shava Zeh from Hafaras nedarim to shchut echutz, that just like shchut echutz applies l'dorosam, so too hafaras nedarim applies l'dorosam. Says Gemara, oh great, so now that we have that gzeir shava, hainami leil zezah mehasam, so why don't we say the same thing about the basi rashas nachla, that she's not allowed to marry out of the shevet. That should also be part of this gzeir shava of zezah mehasam. So we shall learn that that applies l'dorosam as well. How come we only limit that to the Dora Midbar? Says Gemara, hai mai. No, you can't compare the two. Bishlam hasam itzrich l'gzer shava. I understand the drasha by shchut echutz and afaras nedarim. The pasuk needs to write zadav by both of them to teach l'gzer shava, to teach dinim that we derive from one to the other, from shchut echutz to afaras nedarim and vice versa. But hachal l'may itzrich. But over here, the gzer shava wouldn't be adding any more dinim. There are no specific dinim about havaras nachla that we would be learning from afaras nedarim or shchut echutz. So lishto kramine, the Torah shouldn't have written the word zadavar at all. Vanayadana de ladarosu, and I would know automatically that it applies ladaros, because why wouldn't it apply ladaros? All the mitzvos in the Torah, for the most part, apply ladaros. So that's why we assume that the din of Yerusha Sabas is not included in that gzera shava, that the zadavar that you have by Yerusha Sabas is just about the idea that it only applied in that one generation, not in future generations. My gzer shava, what is the gzer shava between shchut echutz and afaras nedarim that we're darshaning? Titania, nemar kan zadavar, nemar la'alan zadavar. It says zadavar both by afaras nedarim and shchut echutz. Mala halan aron uvanu v'kal Yisrael, just like by shchut echutz, it says explicitly in the pasuk aron uvanu v'kal Yisrael. Afkan, so to by afaras nedarim, it's aron uvanu v'kal Yisrael. Uma kan rashi amatos, and just like by afaras nedarim, it's the rashi amatos. Aflalan Rashi Amatos. So what does all that mean? So the Gemara elaborates. Amar Mar, Malalan Aruvan of Kol Yisrael, just like by Shchut Echutz, it's Aruvan of Kol Yisrael, Afkan, so too, by Hafaras Nedarim, it's Aruvan of Kol Yisrael, L'may Hilchasa, what halacha do we learn from Aruvan of Kol Yisrael? Amar Avach Bar Yaakov, Lomar Shafaras Nedarim, Bishlosha Adiotos. That teaches us that you don't need a basin of mumchim to be matir neder. Three hediotos will do the trick. That's what we learn from Shchut Echutz, from the Gzeres Shava, that by Shchut Echutz, it's Aron Uvan of Kol Yisrael, by Nedarim also, it's anybody, that all of Kol Yisrael is qualified, because you can even have hediotos, everyone is the same as Aron Uvan of, as if they are the greatest mumchim in the world. I have a Rashi Amatos Ksiv Bey, but doesn't it say Rashi Amatos? Doesn't that imply that you need mumchim? K'dam Rav Chisam Rabbi Yochanan, be yachid mumche. Yeah, you do need mumchim when you're using a yachid mumcha, as opposed to when you're using a basin of gimel. So achanami be yachid mumcha. So over here also we explain be yachid mumcha, but we can learn that by shchut echutz that from shchut echutz that when you're using three people, even adyotos are enough. What about the other half of the drasha? Ma kan rashi amatos afla halon rashi amatos. What does it mean by shchut echutz? It only applies to rashi amatos. L'may hilchsa. What halacha is it teaching me? To tell us that if you're makdish an animal, even if you're already shochet it b'chutz, you can undo the hegdish status so that you could stop the yisur. And according to Beis Shammai, who holds that there is no she'ela b'hegdish, that Beis Shammai says even hegdish b'tos, there's no undoing it. Beis Hillel holds that there is undoing it, that it's not necessarily hegdish. What did Beis Shammai do with the zeh and the zeh by hafaras nedarim and shchut echutz? So zeh adavar d'shchut echutz mi bayilei al shochid uchayev enu chayev al amolek. Zeh adavar teaches us that you only violate shchut echutz when you do a technical shchita, not when you do a malika of an oaf. Zeh adavar d'rashi amatos mi bayilei l'chacha matir ve'in bal matir. That according to Beis Shammai, a chacham could be matir and neder, but a bal cannot be matir nidra yishto me'ikara. He can only be matir mikanul abba. Bal mefer ve'in chacham mefer. The bal could be mefer in neder, but the chacham cannot be mefer. He can only be matir in neder. Ubeishamay d'leslu gzer shava afaras nedarim b'shol shal adyotos minalu. Beishamay, who doesn't have the gzer shava, how's Beishamay going to know the din of shol shal adyotos? So actually, we'll get to that tomorrow, because it's going to get into a whole brisa, an explanation of the brisa, how Beis Shammai knows the din of Shlosha Hedyotos. Okay, we'll stop there.